communities for generations.
This is the RV Doc Pregame Show. It's time for Dylan's Pregame Talk with Head Coach Carolyn Dorsey, brought to you by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person, not an account number.
Needing a car loan, home loan, boat loan, or just some extra cash at a great low rate? The Credit Union of Emporia can help. As a shareholder in the Credit Union, they're here to serve you and can help at every stage in your life, whether you are wanting to save for a goal or needing a loan. The Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall, federally insured by the NCUA. The Credit Union of Emporia.
It's the opening round of the Glacier's Edge Tournament. The 50th Glacier's Edge Tournament beginning here today, and Emporia High set to take on Wichita Southeast. And joined now by Emporia High Lady Spartan Coach Carolyn Dorsey. And Coach, last Thursday night you were able to get a double-digit win over Manhattan. You know, you snapped their seven-game winning streak and kept your winning streak alive. Addie Kermer was big in that game. Ryan Peake scores her second game in double figures this year with a career high 11. Gotta feel good to get the rust off after not having played in 16 nights back last Thursday night.
Yeah, ironically, we're off for another week again, which has kind of been a little bit different, but it was good. It was good to, like you said, knock the rust off, get them back in the gym, get some consistency, some rhythm, and see what we were able to do. And again, Manhattan's obviously a strong team, always have been. For anyone that doesn't know, you know, why wouldn't they be a good team? And I thought we had a couple of the Alaskas. Of course they're good. I mean, they had a seven-game winning streak. They're 6A and got pretty nice school district. So our girls played well. You know, Kermer, I thought, had a good night early. She played fine the whole time, but obviously got hot early. And then Peake, I thought, did a really nice job finishing at the rim. And I think she's been doing a really nice job of rebounding and making those little buckets that she's supposed to be making. And so when you can get scores, double digits, now we can get two or three. Lexi's around the 8 to 10 range. All of a sudden, that makes us a little bit harder to guard.
I was able to look back at the box score of that game, not being here, being with the boys down in El Dorado. But, I saw some good things, with free throw shooting. I was able to listen a little bit of that second half of that ball game, and you were able to, you know, make some free throws big and, making a lot of them. And that's something you guys do every day in practice.
We do. Ironically, when you practice it, you get better at it, usually. We shot it really well, but we prioritize it. We honestly just had a little talk about it because our JV went 7 of 27 that night, and they only lost by 12, and that's a game that they should win, and those are those baskets you need to have. Our varsity went 21 of 23, I believe. That's pretty good, and so we work on them every day. We expect it. It's mental toughness. It's a lot of different things, and we've got a lot of good kids, a lot of good shooters, and we study that data to see who deserves to be on the court late game situation to make those free throws, and it's good when they can step up to the line and hit them because those are gimmies, and we have to have that in every opportunity.
What's been a big emphasis here in practice, knowing you have three games in 3 days and then you turn around and play another three next week?
Really right now, just one at a time. I know they want to string a lot together here. It's been a long season of only 8 games almost the end of January, and that's a long time for kids to practice, but they're locked in. Again, it's been a good ride. I'm really proud of how they've matured. I wish I could have seen it. We'll see it here in the next 2 weeks a lot because that's a lot of game time. And they're focused. But, again, it's really we got to focus on one at a time. We start getting ahead of ourselves. I know they want all 6 wins, and we need every bit of wins we can get right now. But we got to take it one at a time and focus on that, keeping them healthy. There's depth. There's a lot of opportunity for kids to do something. Mm-hmm.
Visiting with Emporia High Lady Spartan Coach Carolyn Dorsey here on the RV Doc Pregame Show. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about tonight's quarterfinal matchup as the Lady Spartans draw the Lady Buffaloes of Wichita Southeast in the 2-7 matchup. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
Needing a car loan, home loan, boat loan, or just some extra cash at a great low rate? The Credit Union of Emporia can help. As a shareholder in the Credit Union, they're here to serve you and can help at every stage in your life, whether you are wanting to save for a goal or needing a loan. The Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall, federally insured by the NCUA. The Credit Union of Emporia.
We continue our conversation with Emporia High Lady Spartan Coach Carolyn Dorsey before tonight's quarterfinal matchup in the Glacier's Edge Tournament against Wichita Southeast. And, Coach, You know, they're 4-6 on the season, and coach, they only have one practice to get ready for you, but also they have lost, I believe, 4 or 5 straight, including the other night against Bishop Carroll, a team they play close with in December. But, you know, guard play, and I believe they only have one girl that's 6'2". But, you know, what stands out about the Buffaloes?
No, I think they play a good schedule. They obviously played Carroll pretty close. You know, the second game, not so much. But I watched that game. And it made me nervous. You know, I think they can compete. They're athletic. They have a lot of kids who want to drive and get to the rim. And if we're not guarding well and if we're fouling, that makes for a really long night. You know, our strength is to pressure and contain. So that second part is what's important. We can't just pressure and get beat out the balance. If we do, I think that's like how they like to play. If we can pressure them and contain them, I think we have the advantage. But, again, they're doing a good job. I think that they're a 7 seed. I think that's a bit misshadowed a little bit. I think they're going to give us a good game.
What stands out about this entire field? You know, Derby's back. You know, they finished third last year here in the tournament. But, you know, you got some new teams in the field. You know, Shawnee Heights, former league foe, is in here. Blue Valley's in here. There's 4 ranked teams, coach, in here, including you guys, 2 and 5A, and then 2 and 6A. Highland Park's here. They're the number 1 seed. They're coming in here with their first loss of the year, as they lost to Eudora the other night. What stands out about this field this year?
That's true, Dylan, didn't they?
That they did.
They 4 out of 8. You know, I get a lot of, it's funny because I get a lot of people saying, your schedule's easy, or your guys' girls' league is down. It's down because we're up. You know, let's make sure we understand that. And that's really always a frustrating thing, but it's fine. That's usually how people treat women in their sports. And again, that's my little platform on that for a second. But it's 4 out of 8 ranked. I'd say it's a pretty good tournament. Yeah. You know, it's going to be good competition. I'm excited. I like the teams coming in. I'm excited to see the Blue Valley team. I don't really want to play them, but I am excited to see them because I heard that they're doing really good. And Derby is always an interesting game to watch. And Shawnee Heights being back, you know, I think Coach Wells has done a really nice job up there. So it's nice to see new blood. That's exciting because we get tired of the same old. But on the flip side, it's a tough tournament. You know, we want to go. We want to win the whole thing. But 2-1 is always a realistic goal for us. It's, can we get 2 out of 3 because of the strength of the tournament?
Last year, making it to the championship game, you know, going on that run you guys had, you know, coming off the Manhattan loss last year, you're coming off that win against Manhattan, so you got to feel some better confidence heading into the tournament this year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we were that Manhattan loss last year. I couldn't even tell you that we won last year after that. You know, that loss haunts me so much, but, you know, they deserved it, and I think that little guard ball is going to be really good. Yeah. But, yeah, you know, we obviously got the win this time. I think we were a little bit more sharp and better prepared, and they snuck us and took advantage of it. They attacked and we took them for granted, and that was frustrating to see. But that being said, you know, we lose to Seaman on a buzzer beater at that home tournament last year, and that was a heartbreaker, but it wasn't for lack of anything. They gave it their all, you know, and I think if they play that way again, I think they'll see themselves in the championship and hopefully on a different end of the outcome here.
And what's big for you guys to start Glacier's Edge on a high note and get back to the position you want to be in and playing in that late game on Friday night?
I'd just say energy and our toughness stats. You know, I think anytime we do that, we're really hard to guard because they start feeding off each other. And you get up and down this court with this team, I think their transition game is, in all the years I've been coaching, it's one of the best transition teams I've ever been a part of. I think that'll be big. The hustle stats, diving on the floor. And we did that. You know, AJ's a kid who, and they all do it, but AJ's just sticks out to me so much. If they make a couple plays like that, like when she's just diving across, and they all do, I think we'll have a decent run here.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight. Go get another. Talk to you after the game.
Thank you.
That's Emporia-eyed Lady Spartan Coach Carolyn Dorsey joining us here on the RV Doc pregame show. Take a break, and I'll be back with more. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
This has been the Carolyn Dorsey Show, brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. Up next, a breakdown of tonight's matchup as the RV Doc pregame show continues. This is Emporia High Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th, serving the Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. By Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower. By Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Pizza Ranch, it's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans!
Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Well, let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you've got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in, the doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial in Emporia.
Welcome back to Spartan Gymnasium as the finale of day number one of the Glacier's Edge Tournament is 10 minutes away. It's the 2-7 matchup between Emporia High and Wichita Southeast. Let's give you a little recap of what's happened here on day number one here in the 50th annual Glacier's Edge Tournament. In the first game of the day was Highland Park, the top seed, defeating Lawrence Free State 70-39. The Lady Scots, ranked number 8 in Class 5A, will get Blue Valley, who's ranked 7th in 6A. Blue Valley defeating Shawnee Heights this afternoon, 58-47. And just wrapping up about a little over 10 minutes ago, Derby, ranked number 6th in 6A, defeating Hutchinson, 55-43. Winner of this game will play the finale tomorrow night at 7:45. That is pending what is going on with the other games. The first championship semifinal will be Highland Park and Blue Valley. Loser will play Hutchinson at 4:45 tomorrow. And the first game tomorrow at 3:15 will be Lawrence Free State and Shawnee Heights. Well, I know I told you I was going to give you updates from Junction City all night. Right now, from the Blue Jay Event Center, Emporia High leads 11-9 on the Blue Jays, ranked number 9th in Class 6A. Emporia High cracking the rankings for the first time since 2021. The Spartans 7-3, looking for win number 8 on the year, and it would be a big boy win for Emporia High if they can finish this one at the Blue Jay Event Center against a very talented Blue Jay team who we will see on February 16th here in Spartan Gymnasium. We will see the Lady Blue Jays of Junction City twice in the month of February. It'll be February 3rd and February 16th. The February 3rd game was supposed to be in Junction City, but they did not have a facility for the rescheduling of the game. That game will be played here at Emporia High. As Emporia High, the boys just went up 13-9, so going to keep you updated. And I can tell you this, if Emporia High wins tonight, everyone has to come out on Saturday night when they take on a very talented Manhattan team. That's a makeup game from Tuesday night. So I'll keep you updated on the boys throughout the night. And I know I'm not going to be like Kevin Harlan and call both games. I got this one to focus on right here in Spartan Gymnasium. Well, let's talk about the Wichita Southeast Lady Golden Buffalo. They're 4-6 on the season. They are 4-5 in the greater in the City League in Wichita. And they average 42 points a game, allowing their opponents to 53. They rebound the ball about 24 rebounds a game. Now, some of these stats were just a game behind, but they shoot 36% from the field, 24 from three, 72% from the free throw line, have two blocks and 11 turnovers per game. And the Lady Golden Buffalo have lost four straight games, 4-6. After starting the season 3-1, they were 3-2 heading into Christmas, but have gone 1-4 since. And they are led in scoring by Makayla Jones, a 5'10 senior. She is out. She is having some ACL issue. That's according to Lady Golden Buffalo coach Donald D. Dixon in year number 5 at Wichita Southeast. She did not play on Tuesday in a 66-27 loss to Bishop Carroll. Their other leading scorer is Alana Webb, a 5'7 junior, averaging 17 points and 3 steals and 3 rebounds a game. And so Emporia High going to get tested and catching up with Coach Dixon a little bit ago before we caught up in between the Derby, right before the Derby game. And he said to me, early on they didn't battle any injuries. You know, they've hit a little slump, but they are playing. It is kind of getting into their heads. They're young. They get battle tested in the City League in Wichita. So it should be an interesting one to start for Emporia High here in this finale here from Spartan Gymnasium. But Emporia High, winners of 5 straight, 7-1 on the season. Now, despite having a 5-game winning streak, the Lady Spartans did drop in the latest KBCA rankings released on Tuesday. And I kind of was texting Carolyn Dorsey earlier this week. I'm like, you guys dropped again. This is the second time this season where the Lady Spartans have dropped and have still won games. So, Emporia High on a mission. Emporia High on a mission, because here comes a stretch where the Lady Spartans, they will have 6 games over the next 8 days, all at home, which is pretty impressive to say, everybody. Because you have the 3 games with Glacier's Edge here this weekend. Tuesday night, the makeup game with Topeka High from January 5th. Then next Friday night, they'll play Washburn Rule here. And then next Saturday, they'll play that makeup game with Junction City here. And then February 6th, they'll play Hayden. And Brad Stewart just texted me, 13-9 Emporia High leading at the end of 1 at the Blue Jay Event Center. So there is your quarter update. And more to come. More to come, because the Emporia High trying to win a big game on the road. Last year they went to the Blue Jay Event Center and won by double digits. This is a different team, but River Peters is very healthy right now after being out with just 1 game last week in El Dorado, in a game where Emporia High won against Wichita Collegiate. Very entertaining and fun game to be at last Thursday afternoon in El Dorado. Well, let's get you a couple of things here. Our airwaves are busy tonight. We have basketball across all of the Emporia's radio station's network of stations. And unfortunately, the Lady Hornets dropped tonight. They fell tonight to Nebraska Kearney, 68-64. The men are in action right now in that last check. The Hornets. And I'm going to look. And at the break in Kearney, Nebraska, Craig Doty and company lead Nebraska Kearney 48-22, a 26-point lead for the Fighting Craig Doty's in Kearney, Nebraska. So Emporia State on the way to a split. And other games happening, we have 2 completions in the Consolation semifinals at the Lyon County League Tournament Y Auditorium. The Waverly boys defeating Meredithine Valley 62-27. Waverly will get Hartford at 1:30 for 5th place. Meredithine will play Southern Coffee County at 10:30 on Saturday for 7th. And the Waverly girls defeating Hartford, and it was a close one. I believe it was 40-36. Yes, that's what it was, 40-36. Waverly girls will get either Burlingame or SEC. So we'll get you that final score as the night moves along. But can't listen to the game, follow KVOE AM 1400 on Twitter, or go to Facebook.com/KVOE News for scoring updates throughout the game. They are brought to you by Goods Cash Saver and Country Mart. And fans, the entire KVOE network of stations is streaming online and now on one page. Listen to any of our stations at KVOE.com/listen. Before we conclude the RV Doc pregame show, if you have not been out here to Spartan Gymnasium over the past week or so, the new scoreboards are excellent in here. It looks like a whole new place in here with the video board to my right and both scoreboards on each side. Very impressive by the sponsors that have chipped in to help get those new scoreboards in, and they're gonna paint in here, I believe, during the summer. So this is gonna be a whole new place when everyone comes in the Spartan Gymnasium by August or September. All right, this has been the RV Doc pregame show. We're going to have the anthem here. So starting lineups and tip are next. It's Emporia High and Wichita Southeast in our final game of day number one of the 50th annual Glacier's Edge Girls Basketball Tournament. Starting lineups and tip next. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Well, let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you've got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in, the doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial in Emporia.
This has been the RV Doc pregame show. RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road, repairs for your RV for over 24 years. Now stay tuned for Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Shoal Construction. Serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction 620-591-2907 online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, call 620-342-4631 or visit flinthillsmall.com. And Walburn's Roofing, your local roofing and guttering expert. Contact Brian Walburn for a free estimate, 620-366-1310. A healthy roof is a healthy home.
It's time now for Emporia High Basketball. Spartan Basketball is brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia, RV Doc, Longbine Auto Plaza, Prairieland Partners John Deere, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Jeff Deb and Bree Williams of REMAX Eck Real Estate, Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, and by the members of the KVOE Spartan Booster Club. Now let's head to the gymnasium. Here's the voice of the Spartans, Dylan Sherwood.
It's time now for starting lineups, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Take a look at the Lady Golden Buffalo lineup, 4-6 on the season. The number 7 seed, coached by Donald Dixon, in year number 5. He'll go with Kaylin Dean, a 5'7 senior, 2 points and 3 rebounds a game. Zoe Waite, a 5'5 freshman at 1 point and 2 rebounds a game. Leela Jones, a 5'5 senior, 9 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and 4 steals. Alana Webb, a 5'7 junior, 17 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 steals. And Milan Gardner, a 5'10 sophomore, at 2 points a game. For the Emporia High Lady Spartans, ranked 6th in 5A, 7-1 on the season. Coached by Carolyn Dorsey in year number 11, 138-83. No changes for Coach Dorsey tonight. Ryan Peake, 5'9 senior, 6 points, 5 rebounds. Addie Kermer, 5'7 senior, 18 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Mill Bennett, 5'4 senior, 6 points and 2 assists. Lexi DeWitt, 5'5 senior, 9 points, 2 rebounds and 2 assists. And Alexa Shively, 5'5 senior, 3 points and 3 rebounds contest. Here are your starting lineups, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Emporia High and the home whites, with the black lettering and the red trim, Emporia across the chest. And Wichita Southeast is in their road blacks, with gold letter or yellow lettering and gold trim, with Southeast across the chest. You know, for a Thursday night, not a bad crowd here at Spartan Gymnasium, and I know usually you would there would be a little bit more fans in here, but with the boys playing in Junction tonight, that is taking away some of the crowd here, but a good one going on at the Blue Jay Event Center as the Spartans are trailing 18-16 with about 4.5 minutes to play in quarter number two, so we'll keep you updated. As we are getting underway, it's Peake and Gardner, and the tap is controlled and loose on the floor, and it's picked up by Southeast. Moving from left to right, I view it up 10 rows from the floor here at Spartan Gymnasium. A layup left side is up and good by Leela Jones. Jones gets Wichita Southeast on the board. It's 2-0. We're 20 seconds in. And a three right wing is nothing but net by Lexi DeWitten. That's a ValuNet Fiber three. ValuNet Fiber, always available, always fast, and always reliable. Emporia High leads it 3-2, and a jumper on the way as up and crawls in by Webb. And Webb with her first basket of the game. And it's 4-3, and DeWitt missed the layup left side. Rebound Ryan Peek. Out to Kermer for three, and she swished it home for another ValuNet Fiber three. ValuNet Fiber, always available, always fast, and always reliable. Corey High leads at 6-4. We're not even a minute in. As Wichita Southeast moving up the floor and loose on the floor. It was deflected, still loose, and it goes into the midcourt circle, and they're going to get backcourt on Wichita Southeast. It'll be Gardner who turned it over as she went into backcourt. As our officials for tonight's game, as I got to get it pulled up, Bo Welch texted me that, Brad Eubanks, Lance Fuller, and Scott Goodhart. Here's Shively, now the Peek right wing, now swinging around here near side, Bennett left wing. Minnie gets it to DeWitt at the top. DeWitt driving right side. Ryan Peek shot faked on a three from the corner far side. Now to Bennett in between the circles. Kermer left wing wants another three, and that one's too strong. Long rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Shively. It'll go to Wichita Southeast. 6:30 to play here, first quarter. 6-4 Emporia High. Emporia High 2-4 from the field, including 2-3 from distance. And Emporia High putting some pressure on. They'll back off. Here's Jones bringing up the floor across the timeline, moving from left to right. Jones looking to attack right side. Gets it to the right elbow. It's Gardner, a long three. That's short. Hit the front of the rim by Jones, and the rebound goes to DeWitt for Emporia High. As now to DeWitt, straight away a three for the third. It's a brick. Rebound picked up by Ryan Peek. Emporia High will reset. 5:55 to play here, opening quarter. Lady Spartans up 2-6-4. Kermer, top of the key with a Ryan screen. Out to DeWitt. She wants a second three, and she hit it. DeWitt with the three-pointer. Kermer with the assist. And that's another ValuNet Fiber three. ValuNet Fiber, always available, always fast, and always reliable. As a hook shot from the left side by Wichita Southeast. It was Waite, missed it, and Peek with the rebound. 9-4 Emporia High. Kermer with a teardrop from 10, and she banked it home. Kermer has 5, and Wichita Southeast wants time. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here as Kermer and DeWitt combining for all 11 points, and Emporia High on a 5-0 run after leading 6-4. So a good start for Emporia High here in the first 2:37 of this one, and looking to get to the second semifinal tomorrow night against Derby, and Derby ranked in Class 6A, and it'll be a tall task as Derby ended up finishing third last year here in the Glacier's Edge Tournament. Emporia High, unfortunately, if everyone remembers the Glacier's Edge run Emporia High had last year, was the lopsided victory over Mays in the opening round, where Addie Kermer had a career-high 29. As Emporia High, I thought they had a sub, but no. So on the floor is the starting five for both teams. 5:23 to play here, opening quarter. Lady Spartans up 7 at 11-4. And bringing up the floor, moving from left to right, is Alana Webb, the leading scorer for this. And she'll take a top of the key three, and that one's nothing but nylon by Alana Webb. It's a 5-0 run. She's got 5, and the lead is down to 4. For Emporia High at 11-7, we're 3 minutes in. Here is Bennett, top of the key. Minnie wants a three from the top. No, it's off the back iron. Ryan Peek with a rebound. Second opportunity for Emporia High. Here's Kermer and a holding foul on the Lady Golden Buffalo. They will get it on Kaylin Dean, her first, team foul number 1 on Wichita Southeast here in quarter number 1. Bennett will trigger it in to the right of her own bucket as Emporia High moving from right to left. As I view it here at Spartan Gymnasium, inbounds Kermer at the right block, and Peak lost it, and it's stolen away by Milan Gardner. And Shively just picked the pocket, but turned it back over. As Wichita Southeast with it in front court. 4:32 to play here, opening quarter. Lady Spartans up 4, 11-7. Left side full court. This is Webb. Again, there's a screen by Gardner. Now up top to Waite. Waite in between the circles. Shively's on her as Emporia High in a man-to-man look. Lob pass inside. Here's a 15-footer from the left wing. Is missing by Webb. And the rebound out of bounds. And it will go to Emporia High. Lady Spartans up 4, 11-7. As we approach the halfway point of quarter number one here from Spartan Gymnasium. They are about at halftime in Junction City. Driving to the cup left side. Kermer made it look easy and banked it home. Kermer got motivated earlier today as she got her Athlete of the Week plaque from a couple weeks ago. Kermer has 7. 13-7 Emporia High. 3:45 to play here opening quarter. Right-handed dribble. Here's Webb here. Right wing. Near wing. Webb looking attacked. Wits on her. Now look right baseline. Here's a 15 jumper. That's in for Webb. Webb has 7 of the 9 for the Lady Golden Buffalo, and the lead is down to 4 for Emporia High at 13-9. 3:23 to play here in the first quarter. Bennett right wing. Bennett in the paint. Here is Shively out to Kermer. Left corner. Addie looking to attack. Low post. Left side. Got it blocked, but she got it back. Shively was going up for the shot. It's out of bounds as he'll stay with Emporia High. Emporia High will have Kyla Herkins, 5'9 senior, and also in Tegan Baker, 5'5 senior, as Shively and Peak will sit down. Inbounds to DeWitt, right wing, wants a three. It's short. And the rebound is out of bounds. He'll stay with Emporia High. It was last touched by Wichita Southeast. At halftime in the Blue Jay Event Center, the Spartans are down 24-21. Bounce pass into Kyla Herkins, low post left side. Layup is short. Rebound out of bounds. It was last touched by Southeast. It was last touched by Kaylin Dean. It'll stay with Emporia High. Has been in to trigger it in. To the left of her own bucket, out to Baker, left wing, and right-handed dribble, skip pass, Kermer, right wing. Kermer wants a three from the right wing. She swished it down the drain at home for another Valunet Fiber three. Valunet Fiber, always available, always fast, and always reliable. Kermer has 10, 16-9 Emporia High. As going to the bucket and got it deflected was Layla Jones, and rebounds out of bounds. It'll stay with Southeast. As Addison Gutierrez checks in, 5'7 senior. Bennett will take a seat. As Dean will inbound to the left of her own bucket. Still, the five counts on, inbounds to the left wing. This is Waite. Zoe Waite, and they got a out of bounds as stepping out of bounds on the far baseline was Alana Webb, and a turnover by the Lady Golden Buffalo. And the Lady Golden Buffalo with their third turnover here in quarter number one. Emporia High with it tying its largest lead of the game right now at 16-9. 2.5 to play here opening quarter. Lob pass inside to DeWitt. DeWitt in the paint. DeWitt needs some help. To Kermer. Straight on. A 13-footer. No for Addie. Rebound picked up by Webb for Southeast. Webb bringing up the floor with a right-handed dribble and switches back over to her left. And takes a deep three. It's off the back iron, and Tegan Baker with the rebound for Emporia High. And here is DeWitt. Bounce pass. Kermer. Teardrop on the way. Banked home. Oh, Kermer. DeWitt with the assist. And Kermer has 12. And the lead is 9 for Emporia High. 18-9. 1:51 to play opening quarter. Waite gets it over to Jones. Left wing. Gutierrez on her. Waite looking to go to the... Jones to the cup, and a foul on Emporia High will be their first team foul. They get it on Kermer, her first team foul, number one. Bennett back in for Emporia High. Kermer will take a seat. First sub for Tiana Hardwell in for Zoe Waite. Hardwell, a 5'6 sophomore, was number 12 in the program here at Spartan Gymnasium. As they inbound, a loose ball on the floor is stolen by Gutierrez. Gutierrez bounced past Baker. Right-handed layup, it crawls in. And give Tegan Baker the points and the assist to the younger Gutierrez. Tegan is the third Lady Spartan to score. And the lead is 11 for Emporia High at 20-9. 85 seconds to play here in quarter number one. Here is left wing. This is Jones. Jones to the cup left side and got it to go. From 10 feet out, Jones has four. 20-11. Emporia High, 107 to play as they nearly turned it over. Here's Herfkins out to Bennett, right wing. Now up top, swinging around. Baker wants a three from the left wing. It's short. And the rebound picked up by Gardner for Southeast. Under a minute to play. Lady Spartans up 9 at 20-11. Where Dean threw a pass in right into the hands of Kyla Herfkins. Here comes Emporia High. Extra pass. DeWitt, left corner, three from Gutierrez. He hits! DeWitt with another ValuNet Fiber 3. ValuNet Fiber always available, always fast, and always reliable. 12-point Lady Spartan lead at 23-11. Under 30 seconds of play here in the opening quarter. Emporia High with an offensive clinic here in quarter number one. Here's Waite Webb for three. It's a brick. And the rebound picked up by Tegan Baker. DeWitt to the cup right side. Lays it up and in. Oh, my. DeWitt is taking over. DeWitt in double figures. She's got 11. It's 25-11. 5 seconds. Here's Waite across the timeline with two. Waite's going to heave it. And it through the backboard. And that'll do it for quarter number one. What an offensive juggernaut here in quarter number one as Emporia High leads it 25-11. The second quarter is next. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Mel's Tire 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. By John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial Road, repairs for your RV for over 24 years.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment today by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, Emporia High with an offensive showing in quarter number one, leading it 25-11 as they will get the ball as Kermer to inbound right in front of their student section, which is very small but mighty here on a late on a Thursday night on a school night. Here is Peak left wing as Emporia High with their starting five back out. And it is Jones, Dean, Webb, Hardwell, and Gardner. DeWitt with the high end in the Ryan Peak. Right side layup, short. Ryan back. Put back, no. Rebound out of bounds. It was last touched by Gardner. It'll stay with Emporia High. 7:39 to play here, opening half. Lady Spartans up 14 at 25-11. Inbounds out front to DeWitt. Right-handed dribble, bounce pass to Shively. Almost lost the handle. In the Ryan, low post right side. Ryan, teardrop on the way. Crawled off. And the rebound picked up by Wichita Southeast. Webb with the rebound. Dean to the cup right side. Lays it up good, and the foul got the hoop and the harm for Kaylin Dean. That's her first basket. Foul is on Bennett, her first team foul number one of quarter number two. As Dean will shoot one. Dean on the season, 58% from the free throw line. The free throw on the way is too strong. Addie Kermer grabs the rebound for Emporia High. 12-point Lady Spartan advantage, 25-13. 7:18 to play here, first half. Bennett at the top. Bounce pass into Ryan Peak, low post right side. Ryan, turnaround jumper on the way. No, it's an offensive foul. They wave off the shot. They're going to get an offensive foul on Ryan Peak. They're going to get her with a little charge there. Ryan's first, team foul number two on the Lady Spartans here in quarter number two. 7:07 to play here, first half. Lady Spartans up 12, 25-13. Wichita Southeast moving from left to right as I see it here at Spartan Gymnasium. Webb left wing against Ryan Peake. Webb needs some help. Gets it to Gardner, and she lost the handle. It is stolen by Bennett. Here comes Emporia High moving from right to left. Bennett, or DeWitt, was looking for Kermer, and it's stolen by Southeast, and they just coughed it back up as it was out of bounds. As Baker back in for Emporia High, as DeWitt will get a breather, as Lexi DeWitt with 11 first quarter points. DeWitt had 13 against Great Bend. That is her career high. So DeWitt is 2 points away from tying her career high. Here's Bennett, right wing or left wing, in the Kermer. Lays it up too easy from the right side. Maddie Kermer. Oh, my. Kermer has 14. And that is the lead for Emporia High at 27-13. 6:20 of play here in the first half. This one is looking too easy for the black, red, and yellow. And a jumper on the way by Waite. It goes behind the backboard, and it'll go out of bounds. It will go to Emporia High. Well, Emporia High right now, 11 of 22 from the field. They are 5 of 10 from 3. Haven't shot a free throw yet. You know, 50% through almost 10 minutes of play as they get a little extension yardstick. Good job by our official, and Bo Welch having that handy from here at Spartan Gymnasium. 6th end of play here in the first half. Lady Spartans in command, leading at 27-13. Emil Bennett with it. Bounce pass to Tegan Baker here near wing. Tegan needs some help against Webb. Bounce pass to Kermer, driving. Floater on the way. Oh! How did Kermer get that one to drop? Well, Tegan Baker couldn't get an assist off that as Kermer's got 16. 29-13. Lady Spartans with their largest lead now at 29-13. 5:43 to play here in the second. From Spartan Gymnasium, quarterfinal of the Glacier's Edge tournament. Here is Dean. Dean to the cup right side, laid it up. It went in, but it's a travel on Kaylin Dean. 29-13, all Lady Spartans in this one. Man, this is flying by so fast. Here is Bennett, left wing. Bennett with a dribble drive. Bennett needs some help. Now over to Baker, left wing. Shot faked on a three. Kicks it out. Kermer wide open right wing. A three? No. Rebound picked up by Ryan Peake. And Shively with a long jumper from the wing left side. No. Rebound Baker. Here's a 17-footer for Ryan Peake from the right elbow. Crawled in. Ryan is into the scorebook. She's got 6 rebounds to her credit as well. 18-point Emporia High lead at 31-13. Here's a deep three left wing by Webb. It's off. And the rebound picked up by Dean. Now Jones wants a three from the left or right wing. It's nothing but net. Jones has 7. 15-point Emporia High lead at 31-16. 4:35 and counting here in quarter number two. From Spartan Gymnasium, Emporia High looking to extend their winning streak to 6. And with a big matchup tomorrow night, Kermer right wing wants a three, and she's fouled in the act. Kermer's going to get 3 free throws and to try to extend on their 16-point outing. Foul is on Dean. That is her second. Team foul number 1. Kermer aligned for 3. First one, pinballs out on her. Zeta Pearson will check in, 5'6 senior, as Shively will sit down. Or maybe going to have Kermer sit down. Second one for Addie is good. She'll get one more. Pearson will come in for Shively. I knew that was coming. Kermer has 17. Addie trying to maybe go for 30 here tonight. Here's the third for Kermer. The Emporia State signee, no. And rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Ryan Peake. It'll go to Wichita Southeast. 4:21 to play here in the first half. And the Lady Spartans have doubled up the Lady Golden Buffalo. as they will send weight back to the table, and Gutierrez and Herkins will check in at the next opportunity. Here's Webb, right wing, a deep three. It's off the back iron and missing. And the rebound picked up by Emil Bennett from Emporia High. Halfway gone by here, quarter number two. Lady Spartans in command, leading 32-16. Here's Addie Kermer trying to attack right side, dribbles it back out to the wing right side in the Ryan Peak. Now Zeta Pearson with it. Now Baker left wing. Skip pass Kermer. Kermer looking to attack right side. And no shot. It was deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Emporia High. DeWitt will also come back in as well for Emporia High. So Gutierrez, Herkins, and as Baker Kermer peeks it down. Inbounds to DeWitt at the top. As Wait back in the Herkins, Zeta Pearson, low post right side, Zeta double team, and we're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow will go to Wichita Southeast on the arrow. So on the floor for Wichita Southeast, they have Dean Waite, Jones Webb, and Gardner is out. So here's a three by Jones. It's off the mark, and the rebound picked up by Zeta Pearson. 3:20 to play here, first half. Lady Spartans lead it by 16 at 32-16. Bennett right wing. Bennett needs some help. Bounce pass to Herkins at the right elbow. Kyla, bounce pass out to Addison Gutierrez. They swing it to Bennett at the top. Minnie gets it to Herkins at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Lexi DeWitt. Now here is Bennett right corner. Bounce pass Kyla right side. Off to Zeta Pearson. Zeta will get two free throws as she was going up. Foul will be on Tiana Hardwell. That will be Hardwell's first. Team foul number two on the Golden Buffalo here in quarter number two. And Zeta Pearson will shoot two. Zeta on the season is 3 of 4 for the 5'6 senior. The first one for Zeta on the way. It's too strong. One more for Zeta. Trying to extend the lead back to 17. Zeta would become the fifth Lady Spartan to get in the book tonight, and she hit the second. Zeta Pearson is into the book. Emporia High up 17, 33-16, 2:53 to play here in the opening half from the 50th annual Glacier's Edge Tournament at Spartan Gymnasium at Emporia High School. Emporia High trying to get back to the semifinals for another year. They always try to figure out to win that first game. Here's Jones, a deep three. That's off the back iron and missing. Rebound picked up by Kyla Herkins. Emporia High in front court. Kyla, right side post, out to Bennett. Right, left wing, a three. It's a brick. Rebound picked up by Webb. Webb looking to attack in the paint. Kicks it out. Jones, shot faked on a three. Jones against Bennett. Jones has the height advantage. Now the weight here, right wing. Kyla is on her. Dean, bounce pass out to Waite at the top of the key. Waite going to slow things down. 2 minutes to play here, first half. Lady Spartans up 17 at 33-16. A spin move for Jones. It is out of bounds. It'll stay with Wichita Southeast. Kermer back in for Bennett. .154 to play here, first half. Lady Spartans up 17 at 33-16, and they get a offensive foul on Wichita Southeast. Might be a flagrant. As Lance Fuller and Scott Goodhart, it's an intentional foul. That's the indication, so it will be an intentional foul against Leela Jones. And it'll be Jones's first. Kermer will go to the free throw line. She's 1 of 3. First one is nothing but net. One more coming up for Kermer. She got 18. That's the lead now. Second one on the way. Good. Hit them both. Made it look easy. 19 first half points for Addie Kermer. And Emporia High will get the ball in backcourt, leading 35-16. 19-point lead, which is their largest. As right now from the Blue Jay Event Center, the Spartans are in a hole. They trail it 31-23 with 4:32 to play in quarter number three from the Blue Jay Event Center. Here's Zayla Pearson. Lob pass inside Kyla Herkins. Out to DeWitt. Now Kermer at the free throw line. Addy was trying to throw it to DeWitt, but threw it into the Wichita Southeast bench. And a turnover by Emporia High. 1:38 to play here first half. Lady Spartans in command, leading it by 19 at 35-16. Here is Dean with it in between the circles at the top. Swing it over to Gardner. Or correction, Hardwell deflected out of bounds into the Spartan bench. It'll stay with Southeast. Baker back in for Emporia High. As DeWitt will sit out. Well, might as well get the reserves in, leading by 19, especially when the starters are going to need everything tomorrow night, especially if Emporia High gets Derby. Right wing, a three for Webb. She hit it from 25 feet. Webb has been a great scorer, averaging 17. She's got 10, and it's a 16-point lead for Emporia High at 35-19. So we near a minute to play here in the first half. Kermer, now the Gutierrez back to Kermer, swinging around the perimeter. They're trying to feed it inside. Kermer at the top, bounce past the Baker left wing. Kermer back with it, now to Kyla Herkins at the free throw line. Kyla looking to attack, got called with step. And for Emporia High, that is turnover number 8. Southeast also with 8 turnovers on the night. DeWitt and Shively back in, as Gutierrez and Pearson sit out. 47.2 left to play here in the first half. Lady Spartans leading it 35-19. And I think Donald Dixon and company are going to try to go for one shot here. Haven't had that much stoppage here in the first half. Webb with a low post shot from 10 feet is good. She's got 12. And the lead is down to 14. At 35-21, 21 seconds to play here in the first half. Now Emporia High will go for one shot. Here's Shively right side, 12 seconds. AJ now to Baker right corner. Baker with a left-handed dribble. Now Kermer, a deep three from the corner right side. It's too strong. Shively with a rebound, got it picked by Dean, and Dean does not get it off. As we go to the halftime break, here at Spartan Gymnasium, as Emporia High leads it 35-21. The Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show is next. 35-21, Emporia High leading it. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in the Emporia and surrounding area for over 18 years. Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And the Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Goods Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember to get it at Goods. By Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longpineauto.com. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball. It's time for the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longbineauto.com. Back to the gymnasium, here's Dylan Sherwood.
Back at Emporia High. Emporia High leads at 35-21 with studio coordinator Connie Osorio. I'm Dylan Sherwood. What an offensive first half for Emporia High. Second quarter was even at 10 apiece, but still a 14-point Lady Spartan advantage here at the break at Spartan Gymnasium. Well, let's go ahead and jump into our game stats. Our halftime stats are brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. First, for Wichita Southeast, they've had three score. And Alana Webb has 12 points on 5 of 12 shooting, 2 of 7 from distance. 7 from Leela Jones on 3 of 7 and 1 of 4 from 3. And Kaylin Dean with a bucket for Wichita Southeast. The Golden Buffalo, 9 of 21 from the field in the first half. That's 43%. They were 3 of 11 from beyond the arc. That's 27%. And they go 0 for 1 at the free throw line. They had 10 rebounds. And they had 9 turnovers in that first half. For Emporia High, they had 5 players score. Led by Addie Kermer, has 19 first half points. Yes, that is correct. 19 first half points for Addie Kermer on 7 of 11 shooting, including 2 of 5 from 3 and also 3 of 5 from the free throw line. Lexi DeWitt with 11 on 4 of 7 shooting, 3 of 5 from distance. Also 2 points from Ryan Peake. Tegan Baker also with 2 points. Zeta Pearson with a point. Emporia High, 13 of 29 from the field in the first half. That's 45%. They were 5 of 14 from beyond the arc. That's 36%. And Emporia High was just 4 of 7 from the free throw line for 57%. They had 21 rebounds led by a team high 6 from Ryan Peake. And they commit 8 turnovers in that first half. Your game stats, your halftime stats are brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. Let's take another break here in the Long Binaw Plaza Halftime Show, give you some scores, and we'll go from there. Emporia High leads at 35-21 over Wichita Southeast. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
The new year is here, and at Longmont Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet car, truck, or SUV. Get up to $6,500 off MSRP on a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 when trading in a 2010 or newer vehicle. Plus, take advantage of interest rates as low as 1.9% on select models with approved credit. You'll get the same great customer service we've provided for 3 generations, too. So come see us today or visit us online 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Get our best deal every day at Longbine Auto Plaza. Chevy, find new roads.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ValueNet Fiber. Always available, always fast, and always reliable. By Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, proudly serving the Lyon County area since 1928. And by Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Get unlimited car washes for as little as $21.99 a month. Mr. G's Express Car Wash at the corner of 6th and Prairie.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Country Mart 1020 Merchants. From their fresh meat cut and wrapped on site to fresh produce, deli, and bakery, get in, get out, and get on with your day. The Emporia Public Schools, they build futures. And by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future, let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
KVOE, live and local.
We continue on with the Long Binaw Plaza Halftime Show here from Spartan Gymnasium. Lady Spartans up 35-21. Give you some scores from Lyon County League Tournament. And they are done tonight down at Wye Auditorium, the boys game between Southern Coffee County and Hartford was forfeited by Southern Coffee County. They had a player shortage, so the Titans will play for 7th on Saturday at 10:30. Hartford playing for 5th at 1:30 on Saturday from Wye Auditorium. Other scores from tonight at the Lyon County League Tournament. It was the Waverly girls defeating Hartford 40-36. Waverly will play for 5th. And they will play Burlingame, who just defeated SEC 60-16. And Hartford will play Southern Coffee County for 7th. That will be at 9 a.m. on Saturday at Wye Auditorium. Waverly boys will take on Hartford, who defeated Meredithine Valley 62-27. And the SEC boys will take on Meredithine Valley for 7th. That will be at 10:30 on Saturday. In case you missed it, Lady Hornets fall to Nebraska Kearney tonight 68-64. The Lady Hornets were led in scoring by former Emporia High product Gracie Gilpin. And right now from Kearney, Nebraska, that last check. The Hornet men lead Nebraska Kearney 63-36. That's with 10.5 minutes to play from Nebraska Kearney. So Craig Doty and company getting a good win, as Gracie Gilpin had and also Katie Arena had 16 each for Emporia State in the loss to Nebraska Kearney tonight. So after the Hornets are done in Kearney, both teams will go to Hayes Saturday afternoon for 2-4 games. You can hear on Mix 104.9. And also right now, real quickly before we wrap up the Long Bino Plaza halftime show, they are in the fourth quarter, early in the fourth quarter at the Blue Jay Event Center. Junction City leading Emporia High 35-27. There's still plenty of basketball to play from the Blue Jay Event Center. This has been the Long Bino Plaza halftime show. The third quarter is next as the Lady Spartans lead it 35-21. This is Lady Spartan basketball.
The new year is here, and at Longmont Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, car, truck, or SUV. Get up to $6,500 off MSRP on a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 when trading in a 2010 or newer vehicle. Plus, take advantage of interest rates as low as 1.9% on select models with approved credit. You'll get the same great customer service we've provided for three generations, too. So come see us today or visit us online 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Get our best deal every day at Longbine Auto Plaza. Chevy, find new roads.
This has been the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongbineAuto.com. The second half is next. This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. By Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th. And by Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop into your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas.
KVOE, live and local.
Back at Emporia High, as you know, new scoreboard here. So they have some adjustments. It went black on them here during our last break. They do have the clock working, but the score, and now they got back fired up. So, all righty, we're about to get underway for our second half here from Spartan Gymnasium. Fancy entire KVOE network of stations is streaming online and now on one page. Listen to any of our stations at kvoe.com/listen. You can't listen to the game, follow KVOE AM 1400 on Twitter, or go to facebook.com/KVOE News for scoring updates throughout the game. They are brought to you by Goods Cash Saver and Country Mart. Starting five back out for both teams for Wichita Southeast. It's Dean, Waite, Jones, Webb, and Gardner. And Emporia High will be Peak, Kermer, Bennett, Shively, and DeWitt. As Emporia High will move from left to right in their home whites, black lettering in the black and red trim. Inbound to Kermer as they get into the front court. Lob, skip pass. Here's Shively. Entry pass. Ryan. Here's Shively to the cup. Right side. Lays it up. No. Rebound Ryan Peak. Put back short. And the rebound goes to Wichita Southeast. It was Gardner with the rebound. Here's Jones left wing. Jones low post left side and fouled in the act. As Jones will shoot two. Foul is on Ryan Peak. That is her first team, or that is her second team foul number one. It's a non-shooting foul. I thought they indicated it was a shooting foul, but that's not the case. So they will inbound. Inbounds, here's Webb with a teardrop. No good. And the rebound picked up by Shively. As Wichita Southeast in their blacks with the gold lettering and the gold trim. Skip pass to DeWitt, left corner. Now to Kermer. Now swinging around Shively. Shively trying to go to the cup, and the pass was deflected. It'll stay with Emporia High. 7:16 to play here in quarter number three. Ladies Spartans up 14. 35-21. Bennett will inbound. Inbounds out to Kermer, left wing. Addy looking to attack. Floater from 13. No, it's short. And the rebound picked up by Waite. And Emporia High got it back as Kermer just banked in a shot from 13 feet straight on. Kermer's got 21. She might be getting 30 tonight. 21 for Kermer. 37-21 Emporia High. 6:53 to play here in the third. Here's a screen set. Now the Webb here near wing. Webb against Kermer. Webb having the high hand. Entry pass. Webb too much juice on it. And it goes out of bounds. As Hardwell will come back in for Waite, the freshman. So Donald Dixon only playing six. He's got three others on the bench for him tonight. He's got a 6'2 junior and Janessa Franklin. He's also got number one, which I don't even have on my notes. And then there's Ayana Banks. And they're going to get a foul. As Kermer was going to the bucket, she passed it off to DeWitt, but they get a foul on Webb. That is her first team foul, number one, here in quarter number three. 6:23 to play here in the third. Lady Spartans up 16. Entry pass into Kermer out to DeWitt. Left wing, a three for a career high. No, it's off the back iron missing. Shively rebound, no. As Ryan got it back. Now Kermer wants a three from the right wing for her 24 point. No. Ryan with another big girl rebound. Here's Shively at the elbow. Now Bennett swing it to Kermer. Kermer gets it off the peak. A jumper, yes, and the foul. The hoop and the horn for Ryan. As I get a lot of that into the iPad. As Ryan gets the and one, foul is on Webb, her second. Team foul number two. Ryan completes the three-point play. She's got five, and the lead has grown back to 19 for Emporia High at 40-21, 5:52 to play here in the third, and it is getting close in Junction City. 37-31, Blue Jays leading Emporia High on the boys' side. There's still about a half of a fourth quarter left, so we'll keep you updated on that one. Wichita Southeast with the basketball moving from right to left. Here is Jones. Jones dribbling at the free throw line. Now takes an 18-footer. It didn't even draw iron. It's an air ball. And the rebound's out of bounds. It'll go to Emporia High. Well, the boys' game started earlier than we did. And we might get done here pretty quick. DeWitt wants a three. From the right wing, she hit it for a career high for DeWitt. That's a value net fiber three. Value net fiber. Always available, always fast, and always reliable. And the lead is 22, the largest of the game for the Lady Spartans. 43-21, 3 minutes into quarter number three. Here is Dean with a 16-footer from the top. No. Rebound, Kermer. Kermer grabs another rebound. Kermer looking to attack. Kermer the cup. Left-handed hook shot is up and good. Brady, she got 23. And Donald Dixon wants a timeout. Southeast wants time. It's a full. Let's go ahead and get a timeout in. Let's do a 30. 45-21 Emporia High. 4:43 to play in quarter number three. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. The Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
KVOE, live and local.
Back at Emporia High, the Lady Spartans out to their largest lead of the game at 24. 45-21. You have two and double figures led by Addie Kermer with 23. Lexi DeWitt with a new career high of 14. And that was Lexi's first points since the first quarter. She had 11 in that first quarter. As Wichita Southeast brought in a sub, it is Zoe Waite in for Gardner. And Wichita Southeast will inbound out of the timeout in backcourt. Here is Zoe Waite. spells it X-O-E-Y, pronounced like Zoe. Here is Dean, left wing against Kermer. Again, Emporia High with a man-to-man defense here. Here's Jones at the top of the key in between the circles. Now the weight here, left wing, now to Hardwell. Now up top, the Dean, as Emporia High just try to stay playing defense, as Emporia High just allowing their opponents to score 34 a night. Bounce pass into Dean, almost lost a handle. She's against Kermer as Hardwell, low post right side, bounce pass to Webb, lost a handle. Wait there to pick it up. Webb with a left-handed layup is no good, and DeWitt with a rebound. DeWitt looking to go coast to coast, gets it off to Kermer, and she banked it home from the left side. Kermer has 25, four away from a career high, tying a career high. 26-point Emporia High lead, 47-21, 3:31 to play here in the third. And it is a five-point game at the Blue Jay Event Center, 39-34. JC leading Emporia High with 2:32 to play. Here is a bounce pass as Dean with it. Webb dribbling inside the perimeter, takes a right elbow shot. That's too strong. And Tegan Baker with a rebound for Emporia High. They get Tegan into the iPad back in there. Here's DeWitt, left baseline. DeWitt in the paint. DeWitt needs some help. Lost the handle. Gets it out. Kermer, left wing, a three short. Rebound picked up by Jones. Webb to the cup. Floater from straight on. 10 feet. No, missed the bunny. Tegan Baker, another rebound for Emporia High. 2:43 to play here in the third. 47-21. Here's Baker, left wing, a three. No, it's too strong. And the rebound picked up by Bennett. And Ryan Peake, shot faked on a three. Kermer, top of the key. Kermer looking to attack, lost it. It is picked up by Waite. And they're going to get Bennett with a reach in. Bennett second, team foul number two here in the third. As Herkins and Gutierrez back in for Emporia High. As Peake out and Bennett out. 2:27 to play here in the third. Lady Spartans up 26. They're making quick work in this one and in advance to the semifinals tomorrow night to play Derby. Waite, left wing, a three. Didn't even draw iron. It's an air ball. And the basketball will go to Emporia High. Ayana Banks in as Webb will sit down. Ayana Banks, a 5'6 senior. I believe Shively just came back in as Baker sat down. 2 minutes to play here, third quarter. 47-21, Emporia High gonna cruise here. You know, had a week in between games, and it does not look like this team just came out with a toughness and energy, as you heard from Carolyn Dorsey in pregame. Emporia High, they trailed 2-0 and have just taken over this game and making quick work in the Kyla Herkins. A wide open layup from the right post is up and in. Kyla Herkins is into the book. Lead is 28 as Banks got rejected by Kyla. Kyla got the rebound. Kermer with a 10-footer from the right baseline. The lead is 30. Kermer's got 27. 51-21 Emporia High leading it. A minute 15 to play here in the third. Timeout Emporia High. It's a 30, and let's go ahead and just keep it right here. We're getting close to the fourth quarter here. As the lead has grown to 30. And the Spartans with a chance in JC. They are down 6. But still 90 seconds of play in that one. And they just cut it to 4 at 40-36. So Emporia High still with a chance to win that basketball game at the Blue Jay Event Center. Well, Carolyn Dorsey called her first timeout of the game. And sends out Herkins, Bennett, Shively, Pearson, DeWitt is out, Garmer should be out. Who else is in there? That should be it. I got it all adjusted. Minute 10 to play here in the third. 30-point Emporia High advantage. Emporia High going to win their sixth straight and improve to 8-1 on the season. This team's on a mission now. Wait, left wing a three, rimming out. Rebound on a bounce, last touch by Shively. It'll stay with Southeast. As Jones will inbound to the left rim, bucket, bounce pass in to Dean. Dean dribbles it back out to the right corner. Excuse me. As here's a teardrop for Dean from the right side. It's off the mark, but she will get two free throws. They will get Bennett with a foul, her third, team foul number three on Emporia High. And that will send Dean to the line. She's got two. The first one is too strong. As Demia Zapata will check in, 5'6 senior. Kyla Herkins will sit down. Demia making her fifth appearance this season. A second one away for Dean. That's too strong. But an offensive rebound. Emporia High didn't box out. Jones with a rebound. The 5'5 senior. Here's Wade at the top against Demia Zapata. Wade looking to feed it in. 30 seconds. Bounce pass to Jones here near a corner. Jones needs some help driving baseline. Missed all of it. Rebound picked up by Gutierrez. Emporia High still up 30. Zayla Pearson, left side, out to Shively. Shively kicks it out to Gutierrez. Extra pass to Bennett at the top. 13 seconds. 10 seconds. Now to Shively here near wing. Here's a Zeta Pearson screen. Zeta at the top. 5 seconds. Bennett left wing. 3 seconds. Bennett heaves the three. It didn't even draw iron, but Zeta Pearson with the rebound. But that'll do it for quarter number three. Emporia High up 30. The fourth quarter will be a fast one because it's a 30-point advantage. 51-21 Emporia High. We go to the fourth next. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th, serving the Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. By Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower. By Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans!
KVOE, live and local.
Well, the fourth and final quarter is going to go by fast here. Final 8 minutes. And a foul called by Lance Fuller. They're going to get Shively with a foul. First team foul number one and quarter number four. They stopped the clock, too. It should be a running clock. It's at 30. And Rick Eckert, Bo Welch is going to tell him, run it. Run it, Rick. So foul was on. Here's a jumper by Wade. That's off the mark. Rebound out of bounds. It was last touched by Kermer. As Emporia High, and now Southeast will burn a timeout. It's a 30, and let's go ahead and keep it right here. And the Emporia High boys are going to fall tonight. They are down 5 at 44-39, 27.4 left. Spartans in the KBCA rankings for the first time since the beginning of the 2021 season. And Bo Welch was able to tell me about that. He knew. So, well, but I mean, 5-point game, still with 30 seconds left. I don't know. They would need a miracle. But Emporia High, the boys will fall to 7-4, 1-1 in the Centennial League. That makeup game with Manhattan, as Jones left side, low post. She will get fouled, and she'll get two free throws. That was on Carmer. That's her second. Team foul number two here in the fourth quarter, and that will send Jones to the line. Jones hits the first. Jones with eight, looking for nine. Second one away, got them both. Jones with nine. 51-23 Emporia High as we are over a minute into the fourth and final quarter, and this one's going to run as Ryan Peake with a layup from the right side. Ryan has 7 points. She's got 9 rebounds as well, and the lead is back to 30 for Emporia High as Carolyn Dorsey's going to clear the bench, basically. Get you the subs in a moment when we get them. Bounce pass in the web, deflected. It will stay with Southeast. It's Gutierrez, Pearson, Lauren Williamson, 5'3 senior, and Taylor Cunningham, 5'6 senior as well. So Carolyn Dorsey just cleared the bench, basically. So it's Williams, Cunningham, Gutierrez, Zapata, and Pearson. Here is Webb at the top. We are 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Here's Webb for three. It's off the back iron, missing. Rebound picked up by Dean. Still a 30-point advantage as Webb got her pocket pick. Zeta Pearson with a steal. Here come the reserves. Let's see what the reserves can do here tonight. Gutierrez out to Taylor Cunningham, who scored her first career points in the first round of the Glacier Sedge tournament last year. Entry pass into Demia. Now Lauren Williams, a free throw line jumper. Her dad wanted it. Rebound Zeta. Put back good. Oh, wow. Zeta Pearson has three. 32-point Emporia High lead at 55-23. Here's a three from the left wing by Jones. No. Rebound picked up by Waite, and she lost it. Stolen by Gutierrez. Who else is going to score tonight? Zeta. Bounce pass to Taylor Cunningham. Skip pass. Gutierrez wants a three from the corner. No, it's too strong. A rebound picked up by Jones for Wichita Southeast. 5 minutes to play. Lady Spartans in command, and they will get Derby. Here's a three from the left wing. That's short by Dean. Rebound out of bounds going to Emporia High. As Gardner back in for Dean. All Lady Spartans in this one. As the Emporia High Spartans have fallen to Junction City tonight, 46-41. We'll have a recap on that on KVOE.com once I get stats from Lee Baldwin. So Emporia High will play Manhattan on Saturday night, 6 p.m. here at Spartan Gymnasium. That is when they'll be back in action. But now we'll focus on the girls for the final 4-10 of this one. We've been focusing on them all night. Zeta in the paint. Zeta kicks it out, and the pass was intended for Cunningham. It is stolen by Zoe Waite. So Lady Spartans going to be 8-1. They will take on a Derby team that's 6-1. Webb, right wing of three. It's an air ball, and it's going to Emporia High, and the Emporia High fans are going to let them have it. And we will see Kaylee DeWitt and Adea Hefner. Kaylee DeWitt, the 5'8 freshman, and Adea Hefner, the 6-foot junior, as Pearson and Gutierrez will sit down. And Adea and Kaylee have not scored this season. This will be DeWitt's 5th appearance on the season. Or Lauren Williams double team. Lauren jump ball, but the possession arrow is going to Emporia High as Dean will come back in for Southeast as Hardwell will sit down. 3 minutes to play. Emporia High going to win their 6th straight game. As they inbound, Lauren Williams, right corner, bounce pass into Adea. This is off to Kaylee DeWitt for her first career varsity points. The younger DeWitt is into the book, and her older sister had a career high tonight. 34-point lead. As Waite missed the three from the left wing, Taylor Cunningham grabs the rebound. Who else is going to score? And here's Lauren Williams. I think I got a play of the game already in my mind right now. Here's Kaylee DeWitt, left wing. Bounce pass into Dea, low post. Left side, kicks it out. Lauren Williams at the top. Now to Hefner. Adea needs some help. Kicks it out. Cunningham. She wants a three straight on. Oh, yes! Taylor hit it from Trisa for a Valiant F-fiber three. Valiant F-fiber always available, always fast, and always reliable. Emporia Heights put 60 on the board as Jones missed a jumper. Adea Hefner with a rebound. Taylor ties a career high. Bounce pass into the man. She lost it. It is stolen by Webb. Webb, Jones to the cup, right side, laid it in. Or Dean, correction. She's got four. And the lead is 35. It was 37 a few moments ago. At 60-25 in Emporia High, their first time scoring 60 points since the season opener against Ottawa, where they scored 63 in a 28-point win. Taylor Cunningham. Taylor bounce pass to Zapata. Lost it. Damia missed it. Got the put back, and she put it back and up and in. Damia is into the scorebook, and the lead is 20-30. And the lead has grown to back to it's 62-25. 52 seconds to play. Here is Webb. Skip pass to Waite. Right wing. A three blocked by Zeta, or Damia, correction. Well, that's a nominee now, as Webb puts it back up and in, and Webb has 14, 62-27, 28 seconds to play. Taylor Cunningham across the timeline, gets it to Kaylee DeWitt, left wing. They can hold it. Well, Emporia, I made quick work here tonight, 17 seconds. Lauren lost the handle, but it's deflected off Southeast, and Emporia High will let the final 10 seconds go off the board. Well, Emporia High has won its sixth consecutive game, and in a lopsided fashion here tonight, they will not even inbound the ball. Emporia High wins at 62-27 over Wichita Southeast, and they will get Derby tomorrow night at 7:45. Let's take a break. The Prairie Land Partners John Deere postgame show is next. Lady Spartans win at 62-27 over Wichita Southeast. We'll break it down after this. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Shoal Construction. Serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction 620-591-2907 online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, call 620-342-4631 or visit flinthillsmall.com. And Walburn's Roofing, your local roofing and guttering expert. Contact Brian Walburn for a free estimate, 620-366-1310. A healthy roof is a healthy home.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. By John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial Road, repairs for your RV for over 24 years.
This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball. It's time for the Prairie Land Partners postgame show. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Once again, here's Dylan Sherwood.
Well, Emporia High makes quick work in their opener of the 50th annual Glacier's Edge Tournament as they defeat Wichita Southeast tonight 62-27. With studio coordinator Connie Osorio, I'm Dylan Sherwood, and we're going to break this one down quickly, and then we'll get you ready for tomorrow. Let's go over our game stats, but, you know, what a great way for Emporia High to start here in this one as winners of six straight now, and they will look for win number seven tomorrow against the sixth-ranked team in 6A in Derby. Let's go over our game stats. and are brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. First for Wichita Southeast, they dropped to 4-7 on the season, and they have lost five straight. They will get Hutchinson tomorrow at 4:45 in the second consolation semifinal. For Wichita Southeast, they had three players score tonight. Alana Webb with 14 to lead the way on 6 of 19 shooting. Leela Jones had 9, and Kaylin Dean with 4. Southeast was 11 of 41 from the field. That's 27%. They were 3 of 19 from 3. That's 16%. They go 2 of 5 at the free throw line. That's 40%. They had 21 rebounds on the night, and they committed 13 turnovers. For Emporia High, 2 in double figures, led by Addie Kermer, who had 27. And Kermer, 11 of 18 shooting for Addie, including 2 of 7 from 3. She was 9 of 11 inside the arc. She went 3 of 5 from the free throw line. New career high for Lexi DeWitt. She had 14. Very efficient for Lexi. 5 of 8 shooting and 4 of 6 from 3. Also in the book tonight, Ryan Peake had 7 along with 9 rebounds. 9 rebounds for Ryan, and he's really racking it up in the rebound column. Also scoring tonight for Emporia High, Zeta Pearson with 3. Also Taylor Cunningham with 3. Taylor ties a career high. Kyla Herfkins with 2. Damia Zapata with 2. Tegan Baker with 2. And Kaylee DeWitt with her first career points here tonight, the freshman for Carolyn Dorsey. The final numbers for Emporia High go like this. And I need to... There we go. Emporia High, 25 of 53 from the field here this evening. That's 47%. 7 of 21 from 3. That's 33%. Emporia High was 5 of 8 from the free throw line. That's 63%. Emporia High grabs 40 rebounds on the night, led by a team high 9 from Ryan Peake. And the Lady Spartans commit 11 turnovers on the night. Those are your game stats, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. Let's do our play of the game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance for auto, home, business, or life insurance. See Shelter Agent Callie Madrano at 722 West 6. Well, this happened late, but this is my play of the game. Arguably, when someone scores their first career points in a game, I'm going to go with that. I know there's a lot of different plays and just a lot of good things happening here tonight for Emporia High. Kaylee DeWitt's layup that had her score her first career points, and that is our play of the game, and that happened in the fourth quarter. So that is our play of the game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance for auto, home, business, or life insurance. See Shelter Agent Kelly Madrano at 722 West 6th. It's time now for our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. I will pick our player of the game next after this 30-second break from Toso Family Eye Care. Emporia High wins it 62-27 over Wichita Southeast. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
Start the new year with a fresh new look. Visit the office of Dr. Caitlin Toso at Toso Family Eye Care. Get an evaluation of your vision with a complete eye exam. Then shop for your best look by checking out their new frame brands. If contacts are your preference, order through the office or go online. Go to TosoFamilyEyeCare.com for their list of insurance carriers. Treat yourself this year by using your flexible spending account on a new pair of eyewear. Make an appointment today with Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
And our Toso Family Eye Care Player of the Game honors, man, where to hand it off to? You know, Addie Kermer has 27 tonight. Lexi DeWitt has 14. She scored 11 in the first quarter. I know with Kermer going for 27 tonight, that is hard. But I'm going to go with co-players of the game. I can't decide. Addie Kermer and Lexi DeWitt are co-players of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And I am joined now by Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey. And coach, making quick work and a really great first quarter offensive showing. You had 25 points in that first quarter.
First quarter,
you scored 25.
Okay.
You were up 14 that first 8 minutes, okay. But it was Addie Kermer and Lexi DeWitt who a big part of that first quarter. But taking care of business here tonight, and what'd you like from tonight?
Man, obviously I like scoring 25 and a quarter. I don't know that I realized that's what we had. They had too many on the other end is what I was still nervous about, I guess. But, I thought we came out the gates pretty strong. They had two pretty good guards that were just quick as lightning, and they were shooting and it was going in. And we didn't defend poorly, but they were aggressive, probably more aggressive the second quarter. Probably fatigue, a little bit of excitement. The little rush kind of wears off a little bit. I thought we came out the gates pretty good. I thought as a team, I don't know that we could have played better as a team tonight. And I know, someone's going to look at the score and go, well, it's easy to do that against a team like them. They had some talent. Mm-hmm. And I just thought we kind of just put them away one at a time. There's no 500-point basket. We talked about opening up 14 at half. And, our entire team contributed. There's kids that went in that don't get to play as much often. It didn't drop off, and they did exactly what the first group had done. So that was good to see.
Yeah. I mean, this was a total team effort. Zayda Pearson gave you good minutes tonight. Uh-huh. Kaylee DeWitt scores her first career points. Yeah, Lil DeWitt. I gave that as play of the game because when someone scores a first bucket as a freshman too, and that's going to be someone that's going to be kind of the future of this program.
Yep, she will be. You talked about Kermer and Lexi being co-players of the game.
Well, that's
hands down. That's how they are every game, and so it's kind of goes unnoticed, but goes unmentioned a lot of times just because I didn't even realize she had 27. And so
it was
good for them.
Quiet 27.
It was, and that's how she needs to be, and that's what she's been doing really well since December, and so that's good to see. And then you mentioned Zayda. Zayda came in and gave good minutes and strong minutes, which is what we needed at the rim. And Kaylee, man, what a cool kid. The DeWitt kids are great kids. They're sisters. They stay after and shoot with Kermer and Addison and AJ. And there's a whole hodgepodge of kids sometimes. But those two are together, and she stays with those older kids. And she's had her work her way up to earn some respect there. And I think she has. And for her to get her first basket tonight, she's got a great build. Really like her. And she is going to be the future.
Well, two more things. I want you to go ahead and put a drop into the – we had you on the morning show about the Junior Spartan fundraiser.
Course.
I want you to get a little drop in on that, and then we'll talk about what's next.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, come out and see them on Sunday. We have the future on the boys' side, the fourth and – well, my son's a fourth grader. Yeah. The rest are fifth graders.
Happy belated birthday to
Lennox. Thanks. He's pretty pumped. He got to celebrate with the girls, and that's really all he can ask for most of the time. And but we'll be down there Sunday, and again, it's the future of Spartan athletics. Again, I said football, basketball, baseball, soccer, they do it all. So the community needs to come out and meet them, and like I said, our girls will be popping in and out, helping, and the girls, those are their sisters. I mean, as a coach, man, I've done a lot of cool things over the 10 years I've been here, but probably the coolest thing is that I've watched every single group come in and help raise my kid. Mm-hmm. And, man, it's a pretty neat dynamic. They're great to him, and he absolutely loves them. And so, again, it's cool dynamic. So Sunday, if you guys are bored, come on down. Open bar. Like I said, they'll have the Chiefs game going. So we'll be down there.
Yeah. Well, Derby tomorrow night.
Yeah. Man, that's a good basketball team.
Yeah.
Good school, good everything. They looked pretty strong. They platoon 5 in and 5 out, which I thought was interesting. Because they got their first 5 is pretty good, and I think their second 5 is just as good. And they like to press, So it'll be a good game. They're top 10 in 6A, I believe, right?
They are ranked 6th.
6th and 6A, or 6th and 5A. A lot of good athletes. They got the point guard who's a McDonald's All-American. And, like I said, they just got a lot of talent. So we're going to have to play really well. It should be the late game on a Friday. Hopefully the gym is rocking for that. And I will touch on the atmosphere here tonight. Man, I think it's cool that we've seen a shift in the girls' sports and the student section here. The band's always phenomenal. And, man, we had a good crowd tonight of kids that are here supporting these girls, and I think that they've earned that over the way they've played the last several years. So, again, it'll be a tough game.
It'll be tough but fun, and I know you guys will bring the energy and the toughness. And, Coach, congratulations on the win, and talk to you tomorrow.
Well, appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Emporia High Lady Spartan Coach Carolyn Dorsey as Emporia High wins at 62-27 over Wichita Southeast. Let's take our final break, and when we come back, we'll give you some final thoughts and wrap this one up. As Emporia High improves to 8-1 as they defeat Wichita Southeast tonight, 62-27. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
John Deere utility tractors from Prairieland Partners are the perfect match for any chore on your property, farm, or ranch. These tractors are the ideal blend of versatility and value. From working livestock to snow removal, for hay producers, municipalities, and property owners, these tractors bring the power and versatility so you can haul, mow, bale, feed, and maintain your property. Visit them online or stop by any Prairieland Partners location to test drive one today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
This has been the Prairieland Partners postgame show. Prairieland Partners John Deere delivering the right solution. Final comments are next. This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages. Contact Annette for an appointment today by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Prairieland Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
KVOE, live and local.
And back one final time here from Spartan Gymnasium as the Emporia girls win their sixth consecutive game to improve to 8-1 on the season as they defeat Wichita Southeast here tonight 62-27. Give you some other scores here real quick. Once again, the Lady Hornets fall tonight to Nebraska Kearney 68-64. In the Lyon County League Tournament, the Waverly Boys defeating Meredithine Valley tonight 62-27. Waverly Girls defeating Hartford 40-36. Burlingame Girls defeating Southern Coffee County tonight 60-16. And let me see if I can get Emporia State score real quick before we get off the air. I know everyone can tune in to Mix 104.9 for the finish there. And I think Blake might be wrapping up here, but Greg Doty and company, they defeat Nebraska Kearney tonight 77-58. So that is the final, a split for the Lady Hornets and Hornets tonight in Kearney, Nebraska. And real quickly, again, the Emporia High boys fall to Junction City tonight 46-41. That Junction team is really good. They're really good. They have the shooters back. Emporia High will get a chance at them again on February 16th here in Spartan Gymnasium. But now Lee Baldwin and company will turn their attention to Manhattan. That is, again, Saturday night here at Spartan Gymnasium. That'll be at 6 o'clock, and we'll have a 5:45 pregame. We'll have it for you here on KVOE. Let me see. Okay. Well, I got to say this. What a great showing tonight for Emporia High. As I mentioned, 25 first quarter points. Really huge here tonight for Emporia High as they win it 62-25. And let's set up the bracket for tomorrow real quickly before we wrap up here. And, of course, I'll be in doing sports in the morning, so I'll have everything covered for you from Emporia High, Emporia State, Lyon County League, also some Emporia High bowling happening today, the Emporia High boys finishing first, girls were second. So I'll keep it right here for a few more minutes as Blake Cripps is going to get off the air before I did. So set up the tomorrow here from the Glacier's Edge tournament. I'll set up the Lyon County League tournament because we will have the four championship semifinals tomorrow on Country 101.7 FM. So tomorrow here from Emporia High, on the Consolation side of the bracket at 3:15, it'll be Lawrence Free State taking on Shawnee Heights. And then following that game at 4:45, it'll be Wichita Southeast and Hutchinson. Then at 6:15 in the first winner's side of the bracket, the championship bracket, we'll have Highland Park taking on Blue Valley. And then the final game will be Derby and Emporia High, a battle of two ranked teams. You got all four ranked teams in the winner's side of the bracket, as the two teams ranked in 5A and 6A, both in the championship side of the bracket here at the Glacier's Edge tournament. Real quickly, let's break down the Lyon County League tournament schedule as our baseline-to-baseline coverage continues tomorrow with semifinal Saturday, or semifinal Friday. It is Thursday. It is Thursday. So let's break down the Lyon County League schedule for you. Tomorrow we'll have it. We'll have the four games on Country 101.7 FM, as well as KVOE.com/listen and KVOE.com/TV. So our first game tomorrow in the Lyon County League Tournament, semifinal Friday, Lebo and Madison on the girls' side at 4. That'll be followed by Lebo-Burlingame on the boys' side at 5:30. It'll be Opie-Meredithine Valley at 7, and then Opie-Madison boys at 8:30. We'll have all those games for you on Country 101.7 FM. And we will have the Lady Spartans tomorrow night as well, as they will take on Derby, scheduled for 7:45. We will have the RV Doc pregame show scheduled for 7:25. So hold on, just stay tuned here to KVOE, and we will get you on the, we'll keep you in the loop of what's going on with the Glacier's Edge tournament. They got way behind, and we didn't start this game until 8:20. We are going to get done here, so... Emporia High and Derby. Tomorrow night here from Spartan Gymnasium. Probably going to see a little bit of a bigger crowd here tonight, or tomorrow night. You know, I'll have the boys' parents in here, and the boys' basketball team will be in here. So I'm going to encourage everyone to come out to Spartan Gymnasium tomorrow. You're going to see a fun team. This is going to be a fun matchup. You're going to see two really high-quality semifinals. Blue Valley has Jaden Wooden, who is a Oklahoma State commit, played for Blue Valley. So you're going to get some good basketball tomorrow night here at Spartan Gymnasium. Once again, Emporia High and Derby, 7:45 is the scheduled tip time. We'll be on the air around 7:25 or a little after here on KVOE. Special thanks to Connie Osorio back at the KVOE studios for running the show for me this evening. And real quickly, once again, the Emporia High boys fall 46-41 to Junction City tonight, and they are now 7-4, 1-1 in the Centennial League. They will take on Manhattan on Saturday at 6 p.m. here at Spartan Gymnasium. I'll talk to you in the morning on the morning show. So I'll be in with Ron and Chuck to give you all the sports goodness you need tomorrow morning. Once again, the final score from Spartan Gymnasium. Emporia wins at 62-27 over Wichita Southeast. For Connie Osorio and Dylan Sherwood, thanks for tuning in to Emporia High Lady Spartan Basketball here on 14 KVOE AM and 96.9 FM. Bidding you a good evening from Spartan Gymnasium. You've been listening to Emporia High Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
You've been listening to Emporia High Spartan Basketball. Emporia High School Basketball has been brought to you by